This is Anna Kadmu with UN News. From becoming a school teacher to training as a football player, 40 girls between the ages of 6 and 18, trapped in humanitarian crisis, shared their dreams with award-winning photographer Vincent Rumeau, a photographer for the UN Office Coordinating Humanitarian Affairs, known as OCHA. Mr. Rumeau explained that it started as a game, in which the girls dressed up in clothes depicting what they would like to be as adults. At the opening of an exhibit that spread from the lobby of the historic UN headquarters building to its gates outside, Mr. Rumeau spoke with UN News' Liz Cafidi about the exhibition One Day I Will.
I came here today to the opening ceremony of the exhibition One Day I Will.
How did you decide which girls to photograph?
I coordinate with a local community. If there's a school, I coordinate with the school director, professors. If there's no school, I coordinate with humanitarian people working in a refugee camp.
In total, how many have you photographed?
40 portraits of young girls who were trapped in humanitarian crisis and whom I asked a simple question, which is, what do you want to be when you grow up?
What inspired you to undertake this project?
It started as a game. You dress up as what you want to become when you grow up. When you're 8 years old, sometimes you don't have the words to express yourself well, but you have the creativity, and the costume is the best way to express yourself. These children, they told me stories, and they were important, and I felt the responsibility to transmit their stories to the highest level of authority, if possible, in the world. So that's why I'm here today.
Working with the UN Office on Humanitarian Affairs, you have photographed many different people in many situations. Do you often speak to the subjects of your photos?
I always talk to the people I photograph. Actually, when I do a portrait, the portrait you see takes me 5 minutes to take it, but I took for 45 minutes with each. So I spent more time talking to the people than I spent taking the photos. To me, talking to the people is what brings trust, and the story behind the photo is as important as the photo itself.
How do these compare to some of your other works?
This photo series is like a game to play. It's a window for those young people to think about their future for a while, but also while having fun and dressing up. In that sense, I think it brings always this photo series, the project in itself. When I come, I set up a photo studio somewhere. It brings joy to the young people I portray, and it's changed a bit from the different activities they experiment during their day-to-day life in a such harsh environment.
Did any of the girls stand out during their photo sessions?
Every single portrait pop up for me. In every single country, there's at least one person that is outstanding, in who I find an extreme potential, which makes me think that it's very important to raise awareness about them, because I see potential everywhere I go. So in every country, I can name you one specific person. The businesswoman in Nepal, the breakdancer in Iraq. I'm here for them as the ambassador.
Is this the end of the project, or has it given spark for another undertaking?
When I started this, I never envisioned it would go that far, to be honest. It's just one story led to another. And as for now, I think I need to organize that project in a few more countries before releasing a book. And we'll see where it leads us next.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
With OCHA, we collaborated to organize several exhibitions around the world. We had a small one in New York a few years ago. We went to Japan, to Istanbul, to Geneva. We are trying to raise awareness about the importance of giving access to education and to work on providing humanitarian aid, trying to advocate for it to those people around the world. I would just like to add that project advocates equality and the importance of giving access to humanitarian aid education.